This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stop this music right now.
Hey,
stop,
this
stop,
might be their
literally.
Best.
Stop.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now put in Ace of Spades.
No.
Like, are we going to come out of break again?
Had the Coldplay going.
Wait, let's do it. No. That was Coldplay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
So you could go cuddle with Gordo in there.
I see what you were trying to do, but still, like.
Uh-oh.
No. I want to reset this hour. This is our last hour before Dan Ball and Justin Turpin take over, which I'm very excited about. I'm also very excited about getting outside. And I want to, once again, we have some people at Bradfro, at BB Isn't Boring, telling us where you're listening from with one of my favorite things. You know, like from the Smoky Mountains. That's RESX18 from the Smoky Mountains. Scott Smith at Capo Scott, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Like, I love that. I love like hearing where people are listening from, and I will send them stickers because of their loyalty and also their uniqueness.
And if you do well enough, they'll send you a
t-shirt.
Hold on.
Ready?
Ready? Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Now, more of Bradfo and Baseball Isn't Boring on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Turn it up. Welcome back to Baseball's and Boring, 617-779-7937. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo.
I was expecting a Rickroll there, I'm not going to lie.
It's okay.
That was an all-timer.
A play Tessie. Paul, your dad's Paul. Can you get Paul in here?
I can shoot him a text.
Please. He would play Ace of Spades every week.
No, he is a big Van Halen guy. He would play Van Halen every single one.
All right.
My dad's not responding to my text.
Does he know you have tattoos, Tom?
Yeah. My mom has a few. My older brother has a few, and my mom went with me for the first one.
Okay. My dad with the Baseball Isn't Boring tattoo, with my dad, we simply don't talk about it.
Really?
Like, my brother Eric, he gave me for Christmas a tattoo care kit. And when I opened it, I think my dad just started talking about the 1950 Boston Braves or something. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Speaking of the great game of baseball, we are talking about the great game of baseball. It's been a great show so far. Thank you to Brian Abraham, dream maker of the Boston Red Sox, coming on. By the way, what was your takeaway from Brian Abraham? I love that story about Blake Sable. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, that's one of a kind.
That's a great story about, in case people missed it, and I'll put it up the sound on the Baseballs and Boring feed. But he said that Blake said, we asked him about what you do when a player is traded. What's your responsibility as farm director? And he said just the other day, Blake Sable was traded to the White Sox, but he was at second base, and they had to wait till he scored to tell him. Now, he said he was rounding third. I think they waited. They just said, let's just wait till he gets off of second base. It's okay.
Yeah, all right. We don't. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not the biggest trade in the world.
Before we get back to this year's trade deadline and this year's version of the Red Sox, because we've talked about a lot of things, Gordo. We haven't really dug into, like, the current existence of the Red Sox.
Yeah, we should.
So let's do that. But let me tell you a quick story about the farm director with trades. When I was doing the critically acclaimed book, not the one that Tom Hanks loves, but Chasing Steinbrenner, and I was up in the offices when it was Theo Epstein's first year. So this is 2003, and they make the trade for Scott Sauerbeck, the lefty reliever. And Ben Sherrington was a farm director. And so I had the privilege of being in the office. Ben Sherrington, the farm director, comes in and they're like, sorry, Ben, because they had to trade Anastasio Martinez, this guy, this reliever. Sorry, Ben, we had to trade this guy. He's like, no, that's what he's there for. But that's the dynamic that you have. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, man, you took all your time developing this guy, but we're going to have to put him as part of this. Also, I remember a guy named Brandon Lyon was part of that deal. He had become their closer. And them saying, it's like, the guys in the clubhouse are not necessarily going to like this because he's a popular guy, which is an interesting thing because I want to talk about that in relationship to Jaren Duran. But before we do this,
yeah,
let's go to how do you say your last name?
Chris Ofuli.
Yeah, exactly. The better half.
The better half.
Paul. Paul. Tom's dad.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. What's going on?
How are you?
What's going on, Paul?
All right. I have a lot of questions, Paul. All right?
All right. I might have some answers.
All right. Did you know that your son got his tattoos?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you were okay with that?
He was old enough. It's his body. His body, his choice.
Will you say that when he agrees to get the baseballs and boring tattoo, or will you drive him there and say, I'm so proud of you for understanding the baseball isn't boring brand is something you want to be a part of? Are you going to sign off on that?
Sure, he's 22 years old.
No, it's not about that. It's about either you're proud of him or you're not proud of him.
Oh, that's a mean question. Either you're proud of him or you're not.
Now that's a loaded question. Yeah, sure, he gets it. He's learning. He's learning about.
He is.
Would you join him?
Paul,
that's the question.
Yeah,
would you join him?
That was my next question, Paul. Will you get a baseball and a boring tattoo alongside Tom?
Yeah, sure.
Oh!
He's lying.
Father-son bonding experience.
Yeah, let's go. And I do want to say this, Paul, in all sincerity. Your son is one of the best producers that we've ever had here. So you should be very, very proud of him, even though
I am.
He can't take instructions to save his life.
This is a beautiful battle.
Like, you're a Van Halen guy, but you must love Ace of Spades by Motorhead, right?
Whenever I hear that song on the show, it's a great song. Motorhead in general is a great band.
Oh, Ace of Spades getting fired up, and he's defaulting to Coldplay. Like he'll learn. He's come a long way. But
he'll figure it out.
Yeah, but Paul, you have raised a good child. He is wise in the world in so many ways, well beyond his years, including, by the way, accepting the baseballs and boring tattoo. You sitting alongside him getting the baseballs and boring tattoo. Let me tell you, Paul, that's only been done once in the history of the world. Two guys together getting the baseballs and boring tattoo, and that was me and Joe Kelly in Los Angeles. So I look forward to the next evolution of that.
Awesome.
So
awesome. Well, it's great to hear that. Tom is a good kid. He's learning. We're his mother and I are very proud of him getting on into the industry that he wants to do. He's enjoying it. He loves it.
I don't say this about a lot of people.
Being on the show with you.
I don't say this a lot about a lot of people. He has a bright future.
Let's go.
He has a bright future.
I hope so.
Well, all right.
I hope so. I'm looking for, you know, the meal ticket, you know.
No, that's true. Look, come on. Give your dad the existence, give the life that he deserves.
He's a great father. Great
that's
guy, right. Paul.
No, I know.
Let's go.
So you know how much producers make? They make so much money, Paul. It's unbelievable. He might be hiding some of this from you, but this starts like filtering some of this cash to Paul. He deserves it. Let's go.
That's right.
Yeah. See?
You do.
See? All right, Paul, we got to get going, but thanks for the call. I look forward to you being in studio
awesome.
And
thank you.
Sitting alongside
awesome.
Here. All right. Oh, that was great.
Appreciate
I always love
what talking. A moment. What a
you
moment.
You know what we call that in the podcast? We call that a relatively speaking episode. Isn't that witty?
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
Oh, I get it. It took me a second, but I get it. There you go.
But I do, so thank you, Paul, for the call. But I do want to go back to the, and this was a inadvertent perfect segue when I talked about back in 2003 where you have that dynamic where Theo says to the other guys at that time, Jed Hoyer, Josh Burns, we're trading Brandon Lyon in this deal, but it's the guys in the clubhouse. He's a very popular guy in the clubhouse. This dynamic with Jaren Duran is one of the reasons why it's a very complicated issue. In a lot of ways, maybe even more complicated than Devers, which you would never think before.
Yeah.
But as we have found out since, you know, whether you want to say it was because of the wins, whether you want to say it's because of production, whether you want to say it was because of what was said immediately after the Devers trade, whatever it was clear that the players were like, yeah, we don't mind Rafi, but okay, whatever. We're moving on, right? That is not going to be the case if they trade Jaren Duran. This is going to be like Xander Bogaerts with Christian Vasquez after they did that deal.
Well, I feel like it depends a little bit because if you trade Jaren Duran and even if you get good value, if it's in the form of prospects, if it's in the form of guys that aren't going to help you this year, you're right. That's going to be the reaction. But these guys are smart. Like, they can see the roster. They see every single day that, yeah, against right-handed pitching, a guy who should be playing is not playing every single day. And they get it. Or at least they should.
Who's that?
The players that should be playing?
Yeah.
Well, you've got Duran, Anthony, Rafaela, Abreu, Yoshida. That's five guys, and you got four spots for them against right-handed pitching every time.
Okay.
So these guys are smart enough to see that, hey, like, a guy who deserves to play every single time a right-hander pitches isn't going to play. If you can make a deal, A, that gets you either a controllable stud starting pitcher, or even if you can't do that, even if it's not possible, if you make a deal that gets you a first baseman and a reliever, like, it improves multiple aspects of your team without taking away really from the outfield, because again, like, you're just inserting the guy you were sitting, then, like, I would hope, like, obviously it hurts to lose a guy like Duran,
I think listen, we don't know what you're possibly getting. This is all we know about the Jaren Duran situation, is that we don't know what they could possibly get back. We do definitively know the Padres like him. I mean, this goes back to before last year. Like, before last, remember, you remember those rumors. I mean, before Jaren Duran broke out. So we know the Padres continuously like Jaren Duran. We do know that the Red Sox have introduced Jaren Duran's name in trade talks. Right. Introduced. It's like, say, hey, listen, you know, we want to trade Jaren Duran. I don't think it's that, for all the reasons that we're saying this. And we also know how important Jaren Duran can be for this team. And the risk that you run, it's risk-reward, right? We don't know the reward, but we sure know the risk. The risk is the clubhouse dynamic. The risk is also having that player, that unique of a player, when he's going good, in your lineup, hitting lefty, righty, I don't care what it is, taking him out and saying, hey, Masa Yoshida, congratulations, you got more at-bats, and that resulting in a bunch of 4-3s. You know, you got to have a surplus, but you don't know if someone's going to get hurt.
It's true.
You don't know if someone's not going to produce. It's the same thing, you know, in regards to first base, where your guy, Babraham Toro, which, by the way, play Tessie, TM, excellent nickname.
Babraham has not played very well.
No, really, and so you kind of get the feel like you reached that Dom Smith level with him. Hey, maybe you might want to look into Josh Naylor a little harder, something like that.
I would love to look into Josh Naylor.
So all of this, you don't know. That is it, that you don't know, but you have to be very, very careful when it comes to dealing any of these guys. In other words, if you do Jaren Duran and you say, hey, no, we got this really, really good pitcher in Double A. No, don't yawn.
No.
I hate when people yawn. Don't yawn. Don't ever yawn.
All right, I won't yawn again.
Thank you.
I won't do it.
Go ahead.
Do it.
You know what? You know what goes? You know what helps people not yawning?
Not thinking about it, or Ace of Spades. Yep.
I meant to bring an energy drink today, and I forgot it. I forgot it in the house. Yeah.
All right. Try yawning. Just tell me, Tom. Tell me when you're ready. Okay.
All right. I'll yawn.
Attempt a yawn. It's impossible, isn't it?
Wow.
It's impossible.
The great game of baseball and Ace of Spades.
It's science. So anyway, before we get to the calls, tell me. Tell me where I'm wrong.
About what?
Jarren Duran.
Well, no. What's your thought?
Should they trade Jarren Duran or not?
I think it's their...
Would you put Jarren Duran in a Joe Ryan deal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think it's their job to explore every avenue of an outfielder trade, whether it's Duran or Abreu. I would lean Duran just because I think Abreu longer term is probably a better fit.
No, but if you get the offseason and you want to pick one of those, fine. I have no problem with you picking Willy Abreu.
No, yeah. No, it's fine. It also, I mean, so much of it depends on the return, too. Like, if Willy Abreu can get you a Joe Ryan and Jarren Duran can't, like, obviously you
I just think that Jarren Duran is so much, as much as he hasn't had the year that he had last year, is so much part of the solution more than the problem.
Oh, God. Rob, that's a misconception that a lot of people have with people who want to make an outfielder trade. None of these guys are part of the problem. They're all part of the solution.
Yeah.
All of them are. But the truth is, like, this team, they're one starting pitcher short. They're a first baseman short. Every contender could use an extra
They're also
reliever.
A relief pitcher short, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
No, they like every single contender, if you want to make the playoffs this year, you should add a reliever. That's just the way it should work. If you can take a surplus, if you can take a Duran and turn it into multiple of those things and boost your farm, or if you take a Jarren Duran and you turn it into that elusive, controllable stud starting pitcher, whether even if you're adding a bunch to Duran, which I think they would have to do, they would have to add a lot more to Duran to get a guy that we all love in Joe Ryan or someone of that ilk. Like, yeah, you do it. You have to do it. You have to do it.
All right. Wally in Fall River. Hey, Wally, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Brad? A beautiful day at the beach today. I'm getting ready for the game tonight.
You got a tube?
We've heard Duran mentioned about a million times. Do you do it or do you don't? But have they ever tried to dump Yoshida on somebody? That would solve a lot of the problem. But as far as Joe Ryan, you know, the Twins are dangling him, but you're not even sure you can get him. Dylan Cease is a rental?
Maybe you're not getting Dylan Cease.
I'd be happy with him and Josh Naylor. But we have to hope Breslow doesn't disappoint us at the deadline again. I mean, something's got to be done, but we're going to see what he does. Like I said, I hope he's making get the jump on everybody right now.
All right, Wally, I hope you had have a great day at the beach. What a day to be there. I hope you have your copy of A Damn Near Perfect Game. Why wearing your Baseball Isn't Boring shirt? Why listening to this show? It's called The Big Three, Gordo. Let me ask you this real quick before we go to break, before Tom is trending. How much confidence, do you have more confidence in Craig Breslow this deadline? What is your confidence level, Craig Breslow, heading into this deadline right now? I was going to say, do you have more confidence than last year? But last year, everything was so new. Now we have more of a sort of body of work, a vibe of what he's doing, what he's about, what he's going to do. How much confidence do you have in him?
I have a lot of confidence, actually.
You do?
I think if...
More confidence than you ever had in Haim at the deadline.
Yeah, because the approach is so different. Like, with Haim, it was you had to convince this guy that this team was worthy of taking a small step back from your 5-year plan, what did he used to say, your North Star plan?
I don't like North Star, yeah.
You had to convince him to not prioritize that North Star for a split second to invest. Right now, it's what you're saying, Rob. It's we want to invest in this team. We want to buy. And the reason I have so much confidence is Craig Breslow from the jump here. Like, people have said what they wanted to say about him, whether you like his moves or not. And obviously, I was very critical of them trading Rafael Devers when they did, the timing, the fact that they did it at all. I was very critical of it, but one thing Craig Breslow has shown us is that he's willing to get uncomfortable. And we talk about that all throughout the offseason, this past offseason. We talked about executives and Craig Breslow in particular being willing to get uncomfortable. And whether it be trading Rafael Devers, whether it be trading Chris Sale, whether it be people like let this slip under the rug, but he traded Alex Verdugo to the Yankees. And I get he wasn't good there, but he traded Verdugo to the Yankees. It's a guy who's shown us time and time again that he's willing to get uncomfortable when he needs to. And so, yeah, I think if a really, really good player, if a controllable starter is dealt this deadline and the Red Sox don't get him, I would be surprised. Not counting Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about him. All right, good take. I like that take. Good job. You made up for your yawn.
Let's go.
Excellent job. So a guy who is at the center of the storm when it comes to the trade deadline is Arizona Diamondbacks GM Mike Hazen. He's a guy that everyone wants to talk to. What we at Baseball is a Boring actually did talk to him. I sat down with him. We're going to play that interview when we come back. But first,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom's going to trend. All right. It's been an awesome show so far. Gordo, thank you for all your hard work. Play Tessie, at Play Tessie.
At Play Tessie.
At Play Tessie. Tom, excellent job so far. Excellent job. Tom's dad, Paul.
Shout out to Paul.
Yeah, great job of raising Tom. Excellent job all around. Speaking of excellent jobs, we at Baseballs and Boring try to do an excellent job. We have a podcast every single day. Every single day. Every single day. And today's no exception. This morning when you woke up, if you were on the Baseballs and Boring podcast feed, which I know Tom was, absolutely. He had no problem at all. He's like, oh, yeah, you want to play that song? I listened to it this morning. It was awesome. Mike Hazen, GM of the Arizona Diamondbacks, at the center of the trade deadline storm. A lot of contract here, guys. Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen, Suarez, a lot of guys. But are they going to buy? Are they going to sell? And what are they thinking? What is the dynamic of a GM right now, especially a guy who is in his situation? He's got one of the best personalities in baseball, does one of the best podcasts in baseball when he's on, and this is no exception, so I want to play for you. Here you go. Here's Mike Hazen, GM of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
There's nobody I'd rather be talking to right now than Mike Hazen. You try not to smile, but you can't.
It's a very boring life if that's the case. I'll just tell you that.
It's not.
It is.
It's great. So I was going to give take a Baseball's a Boring sticker and light it on fire as a sacrifice for you.
Yes.
Should I do that?
No, no. Baseball Isn't Boring provides they've lost their luster. It's your has been in the world of prognostication.
That's false. That's false.
Yeah.
False. I have plenty of it. I believe in you. I believe in your team. I believe in the Baseballs and Boring vibe. If nothing else, you have 50 Baseballs and Boring stickers. Here's the question. When I sent you the stickers, right, what did you do with them?
I carried a couple with me for a few days. Some car crash losses later, I was like, let's torch these things.
Well, clearly, you know, I can only lead you to water. I could only put you, in the words of the great Kevin Kennedy, I can only put you in position to succeed.
You can't get me the last out?
No, I what you had to do was take the ample amount of stickers that I gave you, put them in each locker, put them in Tori Lovello's hat.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, you can't just let them sit there. Let's go.
All right, that's fair. I appreciate the advice.
All right, you're welcome. All right, how's this trade deadline different for you?
Trade deadline's a little different just because of the composition of the roster, where we're sitting here. You know, in years past, we haven't necessarily got the engine running the way we needed to all the way there. But, you know, last year we were in the midst of a pretty good run coming into the deadline. I think 2 years ago we were going in the opposite direction, but we had built up to 19 games over at one point in the beginning of June. So even though we were sliding back to eventually 3 to 4 under, you know, at this point in time when we were going to buy, we were still healthy over 500. I think the landscape in the National League has changed. I think there's more competitive teams than there has been over the last couple of years. It's great for the game, bad for where we're standing right now. And look, at some point, we're going to have to make some hard decisions relative to how we've played from a consistency standpoint. We just haven't turned enough games into wins. You know, we're playing around 500. We've been around 500 the whole year. We're under now. That's not a good place to be. Not that we can't dig out from under that spot and get into this thing, but the urgency is going to have to be there immediately.
How long do you take before you have to have that rubber meets the road moment? A couple of years ago, I think it was – the Cubs were sort of in a similar situation, and they righted their ship in the weeks after the All-Star game, and they ended up, I think they got Candelaria, I believe. And then, you know, obviously you have the Tigers who are sitting there at 1.8% to make the playoffs, and they make the moves and they get going. I mean, I don't know. Like, so how much time do you give yourself in the next week or so?
I mean, I'd love to give it as much time as we can. I do think at some point the amount of phone calls that we're receiving that, you know, we have to engage in some of those phone calls at some point. And, you know, whether this results in buying and selling, whether this results in us making a trade or two but not going all the way there, it's hard to say right now. And certainly if we rip off some games in a row, then you could swing back around the other side. I do think our bullpen needs some help. We've taken on a lot of injuries in that area. So no matter what happens, you know, in order for us to reasonably think we're going to make a run in the next 2.5 months, you know, addressing the bullpen is going to be important, and adding some firepower to that group. You know, we do have some depth in position players, but, you know, again, I've been kind of saying this now for a month, and what my hope for this is and what we're actually going to do may not be the same thing just because of the way we've played.
You're in a unique spot. Like you said, this deadline is different. And one of the reasons it's different is because you have a lot of guys in contract years and you have a lot of good players in contract years. And so when you say you're getting calls, that must be different for you. Not only because teams maybe sense, hey, maybe we can get these guys, but also because you have so many of them. Like this must be like when you're getting, are you getting a lot of calls right now of teams trying to sort of jump the market a little bit because they know that you have contract year guys?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're getting hit pretty aggressively. We've been getting hit pretty aggressively, but you know, my playing hard to get sort of waiting for the team to figure out what it wants to do is probably getting near an end point. I can only do that for so much longer. And I don't want to be in a position just hoping. You know, at some point, I can't just sit here and hope that things are going to turn around the way they are. I can't undo some of the injuries we've had. Like, that's sort of that's a constant that in some cases can't be fixed. There can be some changes made, but I don't know that we can fix sort of the fundamental nature of what's happened there. And you know, I at some point you have to engage in some of these conversations. It's because you have to plan and prepare for what might happen and to do a good job if you are going to make trades. So we'll see. You know, I think, yes, it's most of the, I think at this stage of the game, when you're under 500 and there's this many buyers out there, they are now coming at the sellers pretty aggressively to let them know we want this player and that player.
Are the calls getting progressively more aggressive?
You know, draft has a way of sort of, you know, hitting pause on the trade deadline now that the draft is where it is. Everybody last week into the draft and into the deadline, into the break, kind of it sort of dies out a little bit. They were pretty aggressive before. I've already had 6 to 7 phone calls in the last 24 hours. So I'm expecting that to continue. The conversations now are becoming more specific and real about who exactly they want, who they don't want or wouldn't want, what exactly they're planning on doing. And then, you know, we have a way of now figuring out what a market would be for anyone involved.
Have you, you know, one of the things that I like about the way you do things, congratulations, I'm complimenting and building you up. But, you know, it seems like you like to identify, this is what we need, this is what we want, okay, let's get the deal done, right? And so are you sort of now looking at, do you have players in mind or packages in mind or team or partners in mind that you're like, I know that a lot of teams are calling, but these are the ones I want to kind of focus on. Does that make sense?
Yes, and we have all that.
Yeah.
Yes, we've done that. That's what we've done over the last couple of weeks. I now have an idea, a very firm idea of who the dance partners are going to be and when we or if we choose to act. I don't know if we'll get deals done with them, but yes, I have a very strong idea of that. And you're right. You know, if we decide to make moves, I'm just going to make them. So we're going to get deals done. And I don't really want to be in that position necessarily on a sell side. I'd rather be in that position on a buy side. But we'll see where that takes us. But yes, we are creating, we have a pretty good understanding of where the landscape is. Some of these phone calls that we make or get in the next 48, 72 hours are going to be confirming interest. Like, hey, you kind of said this. This is kind of what we have you for. This is who we said you were interested in. You know, things have changed, guys. Teams have taken on some injuries. You know, at this time of year, you have to react to every injury you get. So if you felt like you were a strong position player group and you lost a couple guys to injury over the last 2 weeks or even in the next 10 to 14 days coming up, you sometimes have to pivot and be like, oh, I wasn't in the position player market. Now I'm in the position player market. Or I had a good starting pitching group and some depth and I lost a starting pitcher for the next 2 months. Now I have to be in the starting pitching market. That's going to happen too. So I don't know where all that goes. I mean, and, you know, similarly, I think there's teams that are like us that could flip from buy to sell that changes the landscape of the market considerably. You know, if we flip to a strong buying situation, we're taking a number of teams off the market, and that's going to change the deadline dramatically.
How's this market different from the last couple of years? I know that going back a couple of years, I use you as an example when you're looking for a starting pitcher, you know, and you know, the starting pitching, as Breslow said to me the other day, is like, this is the hardest thing, man. Like, finding top level starting pitching is the hardest thing. You experienced that a couple of years ago. I don't know if this market feels any different at all. How does it feel?
I think the pitching market is always the toughest market to figure out. It's the highest price usually. Everybody needs pitching. Everyone can fit pitching on their team. The position players are different because if you're looking for a specific position, but you have that position, you may like the players that we have. You may not be able to fit them on your roster. Right. I think that's the challenge with, if you're taking especially non-middle of the field players, like taking a shortstop, playing him at second base, or taking a center fielder and moving him to a corner. Whereas with pitching, reliever or starter, almost every team has a need for those guys, and you have 13 of them on your roster, and usually there's somebody that can be optioned or you can make a decision and fit that player onto your roster to upgrade it. And I think that's why the pitching gets – that's why the pitching drives a higher price, is because there's just more – there's usually more suitors in there.
You know, and especially, you know, you have – obviously you have Reynolds, and then you have guys in the control. And I go back a couple of years ago, you know, like Cease a couple of years ago, Crochet last year. Like, these teams don't have to trade these guys. But to get to this point, is it 2x, is it 3x compared to what you would be paying for in the offseason? In other words, you know, do you feel like the desperation of teams and the fact that the teams trading these guys don't have to trade them, that the prices are just like outrageous compared to maybe if you wait 3 months?
It's hard to say. Yeah. I think what you're getting at the deadline is certain urgency from teams that know they're in it and want to win a World Series. And yes, that's a different emotional place to be than when it's the middle of January and you have all these options.
But you tried to do it. You tried, like I said, a couple of years ago, like you said, I tried, you know, that World Series year. Right? Correct?
Yeah. There may not be the amount of players out there. If some teams switch to buyers or stay in it that people are assuming are sellers, it's going to pull players off the market. And when that happens, there's not going to be enough. Let's just take pitching. There's not going to be enough pitching on the market to satisfy 20 teams. No chance. So there's going to be teams that get left without it. And that's what drives, in my opinion, what drives that market. The position players is a little bit different just because, you know, if you have those players on your roster that fill those positions, you might be looking for an upgrade, but you may not be able to fit that upgrade on your team. Now, if they're a superstar, of course you'll fit them on your team. Mm-hmm. But if you're not looking at a superstar player, you may not just be able to fit them on your team, and you may have to just pass. You may just have to not do it. But the urgency around the deadline, it's why no matter what you decide to do on July 18th, most of these deals aren't coming till the last 72 hours.
From your perspective of the guys that you have that teams are showing interest, what is your perception of are you surprised by the level of interest? I mean, when I say level of interest, what you're being offered, or are you like underwhelmed by it?
Neither right now. We have really good players that are having really good years, so you're going to get interest, and we've gotten a lot of it. I don't know what to make of what we're going to get if we do something, because I've told you already, I haven't fully engaged in that yet. We'll see. And reacting to the level of urgency with 2 weeks to go and a full market of supply out there versus the last 72 to 48 hours to go, when players have gotten ripped off the board and teams that haven't made deals and need to upgrade that the conversations change overnight. They change overnight. Or a team that's doing really well loses 3 to 4 games, 5 games in a row, feels himself slipping, then the urgency to, hey, we need to improve this roster if we're going to stay in this thing, all that changes. So you just have to be patient in some of these cases, but at some point to get deals done, you also have to put things on the table and just tell teams that this is what you'll do, and that's when you get your best responses.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't do play people do that enough.
I think so, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, everybody's different. Everyone behaves differently. There's teams like you know, if you want to fashion yourself as trying to be aggressive and making deals, like there's teams out there that made way more trades than I have. So maybe I'm not doing it right, you know? And, you know, I'm sure you would do it better than everybody if you had that opportunity.
I would.
You know, just given your intelligence and you know, shockingly good looks and those types of things. You know, you just have a way with people.
You listen, the gray beard tells me that I'm very smart. All that I'm missing is like the patches on my sport coat.
That'd be a bad look for you. But this look isn't great either, just so you know.
I mean, in fairness, is there a good look for me?
No, none of us. None of us. We all go on radio, Rob.
No, but I get the backwards hat, though. It's like, hello, fellow kids.
Hey, yeah, I get it. Thank you for calling me a kid. I'm 50.
So. Congratulations.
Well, 49. I round up.
When's your birthday?
January.
All right. Happy birthday in advance.
So it's coming. It's coming to the back half, right? We're getting to the.
Don't say that. Don't. So, like, as we sit here, like you said, you get out of the All-Star game. How do you feel? Like, is it. First of all, did you have a restful break?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
I went to the All-Star game. No.
Okay.
No. It was, but I do you feel. Are you like, how do you feel now, like as we sit here, besides having the adrenaline of doing this podcast, like how do you feel like heading into the last 2 weeks? Are these 2 weeks any different for you guys? I mean,
how you feel? Yes.
Less sleep?
Every game matters. Every game switches some momentum or some feelings when you're in a position like we're in. You know, if you're 10 games over 500, you know you're buying, you're still stressed out about every game going into the deadline, but you're pretty confident, you know, you play pretty good baseball, you're buying. Like, it is what it is, and now you're just focused on the plan. I think when you're in the mud like we are, like every game, especially a run of games, could change exactly how you're looking because your intention is not to want to sell, but you also can't just be blinded to how your team's performing and where your holes may exist that may be fixable, maybe not fixable via trade or what it's going to actually cost. So you're trying to weigh that decision. The players are going after it and playing as hard as they ever have and are giving it everything they, I know that, and working as hard as they ever have. And so you want to be in that with them for sure. But at the same time, like, your record's your record. You got to react to the record. Your job is not just to, you know, to dive in blindly all into everything that you're doing. You have to, I think there has to be some intelligence layered into it, as much as being a competitor tells you to just whatever, just close your eyes and the team's going to start playing better. You know, at some point they have to start doing it, and we're watching.
Do you get people, everybody together at that moment? Or a moment and say, all right, guys, we have to figure it out, fork in the road time. You know, do you have that with your guys? Or do you just sort of know? Say, hey, everybody.
I mean, I feel like if I have to have that conversation with a veteran team.
Well, I mean, no, but like with your front office, you know, and
No, I sort of ask them to just prepare for all scenarios. Mm. You know, I don't want them really wasting time, diverting attention that they could be, you know, spending on. But the situation we're in, we have to still prepare for all scenarios. Like, if we go out there and rip off six in a row, we're right in the thick of this thing. And yeah, I'm not selling. Like or we would at least, you know, maybe the degree that which we could buy or how we thought we could buy may be different than, you know, what we ultimately end up choosing to do. But we're at the mercy of that, unfortunately. And everyone in the front office knows that. And, you know, everyone's intention is the same. Everybody wants to buy. And I think selling will be done reluctantly. But we have jobs to do. And I think everybody understands that.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
And I can't remember if I asked, if you win the World Series, will you get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo?
At this point, given what's our percentage chance to win the World Series?
I don't know. Us, like I said, the Tigers were 1.8 at the deadline.
Yeah. Yes, I will.
Oh! You already have tattoos.
So. A bunch. So I'll put it somewhere, but yes, I would. Yes.
Okay. How many tattoos you got?
Enough. A lot.
Oh! All right. Well, this will be the best one. Not the best one.
It definitely won't be the best one. No. It will be immediately regretted, but I will follow through with it. Yes.
I can't wait to be like in the middle of that clubhouse with champagne being poured all the way, all over the place.
I appreciate that.
I can't wait. So thank you. The good thing's coming.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's Mike Hazen. I forgot about that last part. Good thing's coming. Okay, whatever. Thanks. All right. Well, thank you, Mike Hazen, GM of the Arizona Diamondbacks. I figured that people would want to hear it.
It's a good interview.
I want to hear Gordo's take, but we got to take a quick break, and then we're going to hand on things over to Dan Ball and to Justin Turpin. They're going to take you all the way to Red Sox pregame. But we'll get Gordo's reaction to that because I think a lot of it relates to the Red Sox, right? Correct?
Yeah, you can interpret a lot of things.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here we go. So I'll be back right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's this? She's
my this is
a good one.
This is
I don't know. Isn't a guitar here?
Warrant.
Yes. Warrant. Look at Dave Ball back there, like. All right, you don't have to
swing it in the kitchen.
Biting the lip. I love it. All right. Anyway, Gordo, your takeaway from the Mike Hazen interview.
There was one line in there. He said, "We're getting hit aggressively, but like I can't play this game where I'm playing hard to get forever.
We have to the rubber's meeting the road."
That is the Brad Foe translation.
Yeah, but yeah,
the rubber meets the road.
He basically says it's about that time to make a decision because I'm getting hit hard with these phone calls.
Right, and let's play in a world here where the Red Sox didn't just rip off 10 straight and firmly put themselves in the buyer camp. I remember when Breslow would go on shows and talk to journalists and say, "Yeah, we're buyers." And Mike Hazen was doing that same thing. He was saying they're buyers. And it's like, you could say that. And it's not a binding agreement. Like, you don't have to buy if you're saying you're going to buy in mid-June. Obviously, that's the goal. That's the intent. You want your team to play well and put yourself in a position to buy. But as he says, you know, 72 hours to go. You gotta make a decision. You've prepared for all avenues. Rubber meets the road at a certain point.
Yeah,
if you're a bunch of games out, like obviously everyone's trying their hardest, but you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I mean, early, before this 10-game winning streak followed by the one-game losing streak, when they went on Nesson or went in Greg Hill show, whatever, and said, "Yeah, our intention is to be buyers." No, like this is what
that's their hope.
This is don't listen to that because as you point out, you don't know. You don't know until this last week and a half.
Right, you just got to see where you are.
Unless you're way up, unless you're clearly a buyer. But in a situation like the Red Sox, what we do know is that you are more motivated than ever for the exact reasons we talked about,
right,
because of the Devers trade. And they might deny that, but that's just a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a – when you did the trade – one of the things was, is, you know, you have the line of, we think we're going to win more games doing it this way, which maybe they will now. I don't know. But we do know this, is that one of the first tests of this trade was, did you do this at the right time? And I know you've talked about that.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, I didn't think so. But to be honest with you, at this point, with where they're at in the standings with the 10-game win streak they've ripped off, it's kind of a useless point to try and make at this point, because they're in a good spot. With what they've done, they're in a good spot.
All right.
The other thing I thought was interesting, really quick, him saying he knows who the dance partners are. Thought that was an interesting one.
Yeah.
Like, he knows, like, he may not know exactly who he's going to trade a guy to, but he knows the group of teams, he knows the couple of teams that are probably going to be the most aggressive here, and he can probably
make a reasonable
prediction.
And also what he wants from those teams. So that's why I asked that.
That's like, the other thing, yes.
And this isn't just, hey, we're casting an enormous net. Like, you got to start, like, not casting that net.
Breslow talked about that with you, too. It's like, you can't chase these pipe dreams. You have to see what's realistic and go after that.
Yeah, and what Breslow said was that, like, we can't waste our time talking to unserious people.
Yeah, and chasing unserious pipe dreams when we could be actually doing what we can to improve our team with what's possible.
Have you ever had 3 hours go by faster in your life than the last 3 hours?
No, never.
Not in your life.
Never in my life.
Ever.
Ever.
And even when you felt it, like for those 2 seconds, we played Ace of Spades.
Oh, just because I yawned, that was not me feeling it. That was just a casual yawn. Oh, just a very casual yawn.
No such thing as a casual yawn.
No, that was a casual one.
No, it's as Tom knows.
You can't read into it.
He has a T-shirt. He's wearing his Baseballs and Boring shirt, and on the back it says, no yawns allowed, right? Yawns.
Turn around, Tom.
Cross.
I don't see anything.
There it is. No yawns allowed.
I don't see anything
all right,
back
well,
there.
Hey, thanks, Brian Abraham, for joining us. He was great. Dream maker. We're going to catch all that. You're going to put up in the play Tessie feed probably, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe the first hour.
All right, at BB Isn't Boring. That's the social. At Play Tessie, that's the social. Baseball Isn't Boring. We'll put all this show up on the Baseball Isn't Boring account. Tom, excellent job. Excellent job. Gordo, fantastic. Your brand has never been hotter. And next week, it's going to be...
Rubber hits the road.
Dodgers in town. Trade deadline. What
so
a time
true.
To be alive. All right. Dibball, Justin Turpin coming up next. We appreciate everybody. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.